Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 473,000. Damn, we do a lot of these shows. Holy
in
shit.
In dinosaur years.
Yeah. In dinosaur years. In dinosaur years, I am 40 million years old.
No, I thought that was billion.
Well, there's that, too. Just on the weekends, it's billion because I'm already tired out from everything. Holy shit. Let's see. Well, we gotta find a top story. I mean, do you guys want to cover that story where we talked about on our midweek show about the shooting, or do we want to find another top story? Because honestly, I could go with something else.
Well, what else do you have?
I don't have anything at the moment.
I've been
extremely busy. My schedule's been all over the place, so I really haven't had time to sit down and wipe my butt. So, and I need to itch.
Okay, that's a little bit too much information.
Thank you, Matt.
I don't need to know about butt wiping.
And by the way, you should.
Ah, yes. Yes, I will have to remember that. I've just been...
Take the time and do it right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because it kind of stinks if you don't.
Yeah.
Come on, toilet humor at its best.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
it's always better to give a shit than to take a shit.
Yeah.
That's true. But if you're taking a dump, what are you really taking? I mean, I don't want to take a dump. I mean, you know, kind of nasty.
I've got something here, and I will drop it here in the chat room. One second. Let's see here.
I tell my daughter I'm going to extract the evil.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
And trust me, it is evil.
If I can get my computer to cooperate here. Well, damn it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. God damn it.
Four words that describe my bathroom experience. What died in here?
Yeah.
Or in the words of Jim Carrey, do not go in there.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah.
One of my sons, Tyler, he has a music video out with a acapella kind of group. And, yeah, it's sort of like where he and the actress girl are joined at the hip. And he comes out of the bathroom. He goes to turn in, you know, and he's like, no, don't go in there.
All right, here, if I could get my chat window to activate for some reason, it's not. There it goes. Jesus Louises, what the fuck, dude? All right, we got a Trump story here. What a better way to start up the news week with except with a story here. This comes from the Gainesville.com. Now apparently the Trump's travel ban, he said it's supposed to expire soon, but Trump's like, no, it's not going to be expiring anytime soon. That's a lie, fake news.
No, it has to, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah, because apparently it was supposed to be 90 days, and then he kept saying shit like all the stuff that he wanted to set up like a temporary ban, which could go as long as he wanted to, which never actually happened. And all the stuff that he said that he was going to be doing because of the ban, he apparently was doing anyway. So the fact is, it was this whole travel ban thing was completely pointless. The Trump administration pushed back on claims that President Donald Trump's travel ban is soon to expire amid an outgoing court battle. The White House released a memorandum Wednesday declaring that the effective date of the president's executive order banning travelers from six major Muslim majority countries is delayed or trolled, but irrelevant court injunctions are lifted or stayed.
Yeah, and also says the administration has argued that the clock doesn't start until the policy can take effect.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's what they're claiming.
I thought the travel ban got denied.
What? I'm sorry. You want to try that again, Atheist Ranger? Because you just, like, went all wonky.
I said I thought his travel ban got denied by the courts.
It did twice.
It did.
Oh, okay. Twice. I thought maybe something else happened that I didn't know about.
No.
But if it goes to the high court, the Supreme Court, and they let them do that, then they can start this 90-day deal.
Right. And he's
a death by a thousand face of paper cuts.
Yeah, and the thing is, all these people have been saying, no, it's not a travel ban. And then Trump gets on Twitter and says, if they had just accepted the first travel ban, because no matter what you do to it or water it down, it's still a travel ban. And he's basically cutting off their own legs every time he fucking tweets.
Oh, speaking of tweets, I may have to pull up the story, but Democrats are proposing a law to where Trump's tweets will be presidential statements.
Actually, the White House has also said that as well. They have said that the president has said that on his Twitter, and Spicer says that whatever he says on his private account, this is a part of the public record. So The reason why that they're going after them, from what I understand, is because Trump has blocked certain people from following him because he didn't like what they said. And because he's a public official and it's a public access thing there, he has to let them follow them. So that's what that lawsuit is.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have a top story that they think would be better?
Well, let me pull up the article here, but apparently, I think according to the latest polls, almost half of Donald Trump's voters believe that it is okay for people to physically assault members of the press.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy got a slap on the wrist.
That's fucking insane. It's fucking insane.
Guy in Montana or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a slap on the wrist. He got, what, 20 hours community service and 40 hours of anger management, or the other way around? I can't remember.
Yeah. It's just fucking retarded. It's just really retarded. It's just really retarded, rather.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. Oh, here's something.
Trump has blocked a major veterans group on Twitter also.
Oh, see? Exactly. That's that. But we care about the troops. Sure you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I found something better, actually.
Just like he said during his speech during the Republican National Convention, he said that he supported the LGBT community.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Blind sack of shit.
That's a load of bullshit.
I know.
I think I have a better story here. I'm gonna drop it in the sidebar here. So my computer. There we go. Sorry, I forgot to put the dashes in there. That's my bad.
But it's in blue. It's in blue for me, so I see it separate. So
yeah, in New York Times. Apparently now, after 15 years, fair and balanced is going bye-bye. We all know that they weren't fair nor balanced. They are getting rid of the motto.
Hey, that's not how you spell Fox. It's F-A-U-X.
I spell it F-U-C-K-S. So, it says in the latest sign of change at the cable news network, the fair and balanced model, that has been a long rallying cry for Fox News fans and finger across in the eye of critics is gone. The channel confirmed on Wednesday that the slogan and network have parted ways. Really? You don't say. No shit. You guys were parted from that fair and balanced bullshit from day fucking one.
Yep.
Especially since, as from what I remember, because I'm only 26, but especially since like at least 2000 fucking three.
Yeah. Now apparently this is basically because of Mr. Ailes' departure and death, of course. It's in its new place, a new motto: most watched, most trusted.
Well, it's true though.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's right.
That is an honest statement.
Yeah, I would say that was.
Yes.
Another slogan that they also had retired a while back. It says, "We report, you decide." No, that's not how news works. You don't
get to tell you how you think. And yeah. You better think it.
Yeah.
We confirm your bias.
Yeah, we'll confirm your bias.
That should be their motto.
Yeah, we confirm your bias.
That actually would be a really good motto, though.
You know, I'm just like really, really glad that millennials aren't watching this fucking network, because I think the average age of the Fox viewer is like 52.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with you.
Yeah. It is basically the age of the station plus about 35 years.
Yeah.
35 year olds started watching it, and they're the ones that are only.
Because they feel edgy.
Or if you're Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most Republicans watch Fox News. I know my uncle does.
Especially our fucking president.
Yeah.
You reach a certain age, and all of a sudden your mind starts being able to expand, sort of like, I don't know, like nylons or girdles or some other elastic thing that should stretch more, and it all of a sudden it doesn't.
Well, my uncle's mind stopped expanding even before that, probably when he was 40.
It takes a lot of work.
Donor, so his mind never expanded.
Here's another one. Here's another one. We're trying to get this. Well, Tom's got to leave here shortly, don't you, Tom?
Yes, I do.
We got another story here. No, that's the same fucking link here. God damn this!
It is. Yeah. It is.
Sorry, I apologize. This thing did not copy over properly. There we go. Now, this is from the New York Times. I might have to find another source for it. It says Fox has fired yet another primetime regular for radically insensitive remark.
Racially
insensitive remark. Well, really?
Who is that?
It Bob says. Beckel. Yeah, it's probably. I think it's the guy in the white suspenders. If you're looking at this, I think it's the guy in the white suspenders here. Yeah, Bob Beckel. Yeah, it's the guy in the white suspenders. He's one of the other hosts of the.
The green suspenders?
Yeah, the green suspenders. That's the guy.
Yeah, okay, I see it.
Yeah, he's a fucking moron.
Oh, that's right. He's on the five. Yeah, I remember seeing him before.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on the five. And apparently, the network fired Mr. Beckel on Friday for making racially insensitive remark to a black coworker. Oh, when it was towards the president, that was fine. You know, but when it's to a coworker, well, then we're gonna have to draw the line there. And quite honestly, all right, I want to be crystal clear on this: the fact that he said it to a coworker and he got fired for that, it should have happened. It should have happened. I am not going to say it shouldn't have happened, but the fact is he was using those racist remarks on the air about the previous president, then, and the fact I'm speculating. I don't watch his fucking bullshit. To begin with, but I'm willing to bet you him and the other people were probably saying shit like that about the president behind, maybe when the cameras are turned off. So I don't give him any fucks about this fucker losing his job over that.
Yeah, I know this guy. I mean, they always try to present him as a quote unquote the liberal of the group. I'm like, dude, shut up. I know Bob Beckel. He's no liberal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
it's not a story per se.
Sure.
But I think something that needs to be pointed out: the NRA's complete lack of acknowledgement to all these shootings. How the NRA very effectively ignores the fact that people are just shooting each other left and right.
Yeah. They don't care. There's been times.
No, I know they don't care.
Yeah, there's been times. I remember. When what's his face, the guy that was in the movie, you blew it up. I can't believe you blew it up. You know, what's that fucker? What was it?
Charlton Heston.
Heston, thank you. When Heston was still alive, there was a major shooting somewhere, and then the next day they had an NRA rally in that same fucking city. The next fucking day, or the following week, right afterwards. So the fact is that there's a shooting or something. They go, yeah. That's not our problem.
But as soon as somebody says you know, guns should be restricted, then they're, you hear them all over the place.
Exactly.
They're as loud as can be when somebody says, there should be less guns. Oh, my God, no, it cannot be less guns. No, that's against, oh, my God, that's the more horrible thing in the world. Somebody just shot somebody. Oh, somebody's using our product. Yay.
Yeah. That's
just forget the fact that what 35,000 Americans die every year because of this shit.
I think that was in response to Columbine.
But you don't really save lives, or what puts lives in danger, is allowing transgender people in to use what bathroom they like. That's gotta stop.
That absolutely has to stop because they get a chance to use a bathroom and pee in peace and quiet like everybody else. Well, that's just horrible.
That's putting everybody in danger.
Absolutely.
Guns are cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I shave with a gun. That's how I shave. I just shoot my beard off. I got a lot of holes in my ceiling, and it rains in my bathroom when you know. But hey,
it's called a skylight.
It's a skylight now. I mean, it wasn't when I first started, but I got to get those close shaves, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's what Kurt Cobain did all the time. He shaved with a gun for the last time.
Yeah. Guns are just metal.
He wasn't shaving. He was trying to brush his teeth. Okay, he was trying to brush his teeth.
I thought he was trying to scrape his tongue. I think he ate some peanut butter and it was stuck to the roof of his mouth.
That's what it was.
He was trying to scrape it off.
That's what it was. He's trying to get rid of that peanut butter off the back of your throat. You know, you get that peanut butter in the back of your throat. You just can't get it to go down. You know, he just uses a little bit of that.
Sometimes it takes a lot of effort to get that off. So
now we're gonna get some emails. How dare you, Peck?
Well, that'd be something.
That would be something. That would be a first.
There you go.
That would be a first. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, I gotta run.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah, Mr. Topless Man there.
Don't trip or fall.
It is hot as hell here.
Yeah, it is hot here where I am too, but you don't see me topless.
Well, you know.
You don't have AC, Tom?
Scroll down.
What's that?
I could scroll down.
No, please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Somebody here would appreciate it.
I'm not saying who. I'm not saying who. That's a loaded question, Tom. You know it.
I'm talking about Connie, of course.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I wasn't going to speak for Connie. I wasn't going to speak for Connie.
Is your AC not working, Tom?
Huh?
Is your AC not working?
I'm in my bedroom, and for whatever reason, it doesn't quite... Can't hold up to this room.
I gotta run. Okay, bye.
May not see you Friday.
All right, well, let me know. Let me know, Tom.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Bye now. We talk about being naked on The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, but Tom is actually naked during the show.
Okay.
Well, there's a first for the show.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys don't, except for Matt and myself, we're the only ones with our cameras on. And, you know, Connie and Atheist Ranger both have their cameras off. So they could be naked right now and we would never know about it.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Except by my own personal shame. So there's that.
Hell, I scare myself when I'm naked. Ah!
Yes, I know what you mean. Not for you, but for myself.
Let me say this. The reason I have my camera off is because if I was any more handsome, my camera would break.
And that's when I get out the hip waders.
I'm far from that.
Okay, guys. All right. Enough frivolity. We got to get to this show. I'm sure our listeners are going, fucking get to the point. Get to the stories.
Stories.
Now, what do you guys want to talk about? Do you guys want to talk about the regular getting fired, or do you want to talk about the Fox imbalance, Fox going unbalanced? New York Times or the travel band, or do you have somebody does or that other story that Atheist Ranger was talking about?
You can scrap that so I cannot fucking find it for the life of me.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I've got one maybe.
Okay.
This might be worth it.
What's he got?
Let me see here. It's about Trump stews, staff steps in, and Mueller is safe for now.
Oh, I opened that one up. New York Times.
Yeah, from the New York Times. Last month's appointment of Robert S. Mueller III as a special counsel to investigate possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia enraged President Trump. Yet, at least initially, he holstered his Twitter finger and publicly said nothing. But I guess
is this where he said that is this where they're talking about that he might fire another person who's doing the investigations?
Correct. Yeah. This okay. guy yeah. Mueller.
Okay.
You
know, actually, I like that. Actually,
you know, here's what I don't understand. I mean, well, Trump's hiding something.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows it. I mean, he's got. There is something that he doesn't want people to find out about. And I'm sure it's connected to the election. With this whole Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can say till he's blue in the face, oh, I had nothing to do with it, blah, 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 blah. But come on. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, you know what? I like that as a top story. Can you throw that in the side chat bar for Connie and so she can throw that in the Dropbox, please?
Oh, I actually have it.
Oh, you already have it. All right. That's
yeah, I put
perfect.
It in there already.
Okay, great. All right, so let's talk about that. I like that as a top story.
Yeah, because this is something. I mean, because I was watching the Jeff Sessions yesterday.
Yeah,
and you know he was dodging questions left and right.
Yeah,
I thought this guy was going to be, you know, telling things.
He
didn't say shit.
He was like fucking. It was like a repeat of fucking watching Reagan. I don't recall. I don't recall. Yeah. I don't fucking recall.
A Rain Man.
Or I don't want to, you know, that was confidential.
Yeah, I can't talk about that. Was it executive privilege? No, it wasn't. Well, then you can talk about it. No, I can't. Why? Yeah, because exactly. Reasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, was it? I think it was like, I think today or yesterday you had Jeff Sessions saying, oh, well, I don't recall having a meeting with Russian officials.
Yeah.
Well, why did he recuse himself from it?
Yeah, and then there's this other guy, his name is Coates. That's his name is Coates. And he was saying pretty much the same kind of bullshit too.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of that testimony this morning. And I was like, holy fuck, really? Are you really fucking serious?
Something's going on.
Something is fucking definitely going on. Otherwise, nobody should be this. If there was nothing going on, they would be fucking open as fucking sunlight through a window. But
pretty soon the shit's going to hit the fan.
Oh yeah, they know it. They know it. They're trying to save their asses
somehow. Somebody's going to get a hold of something.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to spill it.
Yeah. Let's not overtalk it right now because otherwise we're going to have nothing to talk about on Friday.
Good story to talk about though on Friday night.
Yeah, well this is a perfect story. We'll talk about this on Friday. All right, for a top story for our science, let's go for I've got one here. It says distant black hole collision deletes two suns worth of mass from the universe.
God damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to throw this in chat bar here. I like this as a story for our top.
Yeah, that's a really good story.
Good thing that thing wasn't near Earth.
Oh
yeah,
fuck.
It'd be screwed.
I saw there's this mini series. It was called 10 Ways the Earth Can Die, right? And they're going to be doing a series, a second season here before too long. And one of the things was a black hole. They said was a possibility when the ways that the Earth could die, you know, a black hole. If a black hole just came like just when the outer skirts of our solar system or just to the in a couple of different ways. If a black hole came through our universe, our solar system and sucked us up, we wouldn't even know it until it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
And or another one was if a black hole was kind of like went parallel to the solar system and knocked Earth out of its orbit, where we stopped going around the sun, but we just kind of like held in place, and then we were just falling into the sun at a very slow pace. What would happen to Earth then? You know, so it was a little bizarre and a little terrifying, but you know, I'd never lived long enough to experience it, either one. So,
well, you never know about these things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The universe is a shooting gallery, so.
Yeah. I remember when I was in grammar school, I was in science class, and the teacher was telling us about, you know, that the planets are going to line up, and they're all going to knock Earth out of the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I remember when I was a kid, too, they were saying, oh, the planets are all going to align, and then the gravity is going to get weaker, and then shit's going to happen, and like. Okay, yeah. Sure, right. Mm-hmm. The planets are like really far apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And them being in alignment is, that might be a thing, but I don't think that it's going to mean anything. It just means that they're in alignment. That means I could take my BB gun and shoot them all at one time.
Yeah, in fact, I think last time I checked, from here to, I think, maybe Jupiter, it would take at least a 3-year travel.
Yeah, minimum. That's it, and that's going like a few thousand miles an hour.
But I remember when the teacher said that, everybody's mouth dropped. Everyone's like, "Oh my god! You know what the hell? You know this is going to happen." This teacher was like, "Oh yeah, you know that's what they're saying," and blah blah blah. It's like, wow. And now, you know, 30 some odd years later, it's like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
I believe that shit.
Yeah, this is. I like this. I like this for a top tech story. Actually,
we have two.
Yeah, let's do. We'll do two.
Okay.
Let's see here. This one is kind of interesting. I might have to find another headline. I might have to find another source for it though, because it doesn't like my ad blocker here, and I need to fix that.
Well, I got my ad blocker working.
Oh, again. Good. I found out about this other thing you can add to your ad block to your browser. So when you get to these sites that say, "Hey, you have an ad blocker, turn off your ad blocker to read this," it's an anti-ad blocker blocker. I just found out about this. My daughter helped me set it up because it was something completely new for me.
Well, I was on eBay looking at some stuff, and the site. I was having so many problems with it because it was all these stupid ads that eBay has.
Yeah.
And they were all like video ads.
Yeah.
And it was like slowing down the site. And so I enabled my ad blocker and it stopped.
Yep. That's how
it
works.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's how it works. Here's a secondary tech story that I think it's kind of interesting. It's more of a health related story. We don't talk about hardly anything like this very often because the fact is it's just, it's so rare.
I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Do ya? Doctors just separated two girls joined at the head in the one of the world's most rarest surgeries. Is that the worst story you thought I was going to talk about?
No.
See,
that was the one with the drones with the defibrillator or something where they can deploy a drone with a defibrillator.
I don't even see that story here, to be honest.
Well, I haven't seen it on here, but I saw it in the news, actually.
I hadn't even heard about it, so.
Yeah, there was these drones that would be dispatched instead of an ambulance or something, and they could be there within, like, 3 minutes from wherever.
Well, that'd be kind of
like a defibrillator.
Could you? I think I'd have a problem with that, like, in a high wind situation, you know?
Yeah, well, but not everybody knows how to use one of these things. That's the problem.
Oh, that's true. That's, you know, very true.
I don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Or unless it's somebody who maybe knows how to use it and can use it. You know,
right. That. What do you think? What do you guys think about this? It says doctors just separated two twin girls, joined at the head in one of the world's rare surgeries. First time conjoined twins, Abby and Aaron Delaney, can sleep in separate beds. The 10-month-old girls from North Carolina were born connected at the head, an extremely rare condition. Following months of planning and preparation, the pair underwent a successful 11-hour surgery.
Wow.
At Children's Hospital in Philadelphia in southern western Pennsylvania, according to the hospital. Separating conjoined twins is very complex surgery, followed by a long and complicated recovery, but we are very hopeful and for a positive outcome. A plastic surgeon who co-led the operation with the neurosurgeon, Gregory Huber, said Tuesday in a statement from the hospital, Aaron and Abby are recovering in their pediatric intensive care unit under close monitoring by our expert teams. It's when shit like this happens, sometimes these children do not survive, even when they've tried. I remember the last time somebody tried to do a separation like this, but it was like out in South America or something. And one of the kids, I think either one or both the kids died because they fucked it up.
Yeah. Well, it's also sometimes they can't do it. Like if they're joined at the head, sometimes they like their brain is like shared almost.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they can't do nothing about it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of,
and they'll both die.
Yeah,
there's a lot of blood vessels on the skull, too. And I'm sorry, I'm a little bit creeped out by some of the comments. That doesn't bode on the.
I'm not even seeing the comments yet, but I'm loading them up.
If I may cast,
go ahead.
Cast a vote here, I definitely prefer the twin story for the tech story.
Oh wow, I'm looking at the picture. Holy crap. Wow.
They're actually putting, what the fuck is this? Ben Carson, thank you for advancing the field of separating.
See, that's what I don't understand.
He had nothing to do with this.
That's just comments, but
he had nothing to do.
I don't see how these twins are even a candidate for separation unless, well, the pictures that we shared is from September 2016.
Right.
So shortly after their birth, I guess. And maybe they waited this long. I'm hoping they waited this long for some skull tissue to develop and everything.
That could be why.
No, but just looking at the pictures of this, you know, the last picture of them when they're laying in that bed, how their heads are.
Yeah,
that's fucking amazing.
That is.
Wow. Yeah.
The one at the top of the article. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I would prefer to have this as a secondary story. I don't want to do this as a top story.
Yeah, that's, I hate seeing kids like that, you know.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Bad enough you see that St. Jude commercial or the Shriners or something. It's, you know, seeing these sick kids, it's like, oh God, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
This could still go south very, very quickly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It could definitely still go south because this is a very, like I said, it's a very delicate procedure, and this is not like, you know, they're jointed at a spot where they can be easily, you know,
right,
snipped apart.
No, it's not.
So I would prefer to have this as a secondary story, not a top story. All righty. What else we got here on the docket for our stories that we got to do here?
Religion.
Oh, we got the religion stories. Of course. Let's see here. Go ahead.
The only thing I really have is it's a secondary story.
Okay.
Warriors for Christ bans a rainbow emoji from their Facebook page, but it did not turn out well.
Oh, I heard about that.
I didn't hear about that. I like the story.
Okay. This is what I've got here. So go ahead, Atheist Ranger.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you. I was going to say the only religious story I bought was the one I did during the mid-show.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
I was trying to figure out where everybody got this little rainbow emoji this last week on Facebook. And, you know, I was like, oh, could I get that? And I think I'm too late. But the Warriors for Christ made a post saying that they would ban anybody from their Facebook page that posted a rainbow flag emoji.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was reading that.
Let's cue the Barbra Streisand effect.
Wow.
Like, yeah, for almost 24 hours straight, people have been flooding that page with rainbow emojis.
Nice.
I know.
I like that. That sounds like a good story.
Well, I was going to say, for number two, I think that's a good story.
Okay. I've got something here that I was considering. It looked a little too complicated to try to fit in at the last minute because while I was scrambling for a story to cover for, because Matt stole my story.
I'm sorry.
You thief, you. No, this is another story.
Now
I was.
You know what? Now you know what regret.
No. No, it's actually I like the headline on this, but it was like it was a little more involved than I had chance to look at, so I went with that other story there. But there's this. It says here a sick Missouri lawmaker kills a chicken in an abortion protest.
Oh, I've read that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, Republican State Representative Mike Moon decapitated a chicken, then ripped out its heart in a grisly video he made this week for his Facebook page. What was the point of this nutter stunt? Moon, who doesn't know the difference between a sperm and a tadpole, says in the video, when Governor... I lost the word it says here. Shit. Let's see here. When Governor Eric Roberts called in for secondary special session this year, I was right in the middle of my summer job. But like any good career politician, when I got called back, breaks to the beheaded chicken. Oh, then he breaks the head of chicken. This is what he's saying as he's doing it. He breaks the head of the chicken, then breaks the chicken's neck. I'm going back to work. God gave us man dominion over life. He allows us to raise animals properly and care for them and to process them for food so we can sustain life, and that's what we're doing here with this chicken. So I've been called back to the special session for primary purposes of supporting life, protecting the unborn specifically. I think we need to get the heart of the matter of here, and then pulls the heart right out of the chicken. He rips the chicken's body open and rips the heart right out of the chicken. So today I'm filing a bill that will lead to the stopping of abortion in a state, Missouri, and I will hope you all support it.
Yeah, and your sacrifice to Satan is complete.
Yeah, and this
thank God. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Is anyone else craving chicken now? Because I'm hungry now.
Oh, man. Now I got to eat chicken.
Now I got to go to KFC. Thanks a lot.
No.
You know what this reminds me of? We did that story on the Jewish people who do this special voodoo thing. It's called a sin chicken. And what they do is they pray all their sins into the chicken, and then they kill the chicken, and then they give the chicken to homeless people or whatever, some homeless shelters for them to consume. So they're giving their, not that it's a real thing anyway, and there's no sins transmitted, but let's just say for shits and giggles it was.
It's a scapegoat chicken.
But the thing is, they're giving these sins, quote unquote, for other people to consume. So they're giving their sins to other people, which is like, or it's like saying
which is like Jesus,
yeah,
on the cross,
yeah,
which is like,
well, I was gonna say
sacrifice in religion ever.
Yeah, I was going to actually say it, them putting the sins in the chicken and the chicken getting consumed by all the other people. It's like if I were to cut myself and I had AIDS or something, and I put it into a food, and then I gave that food to a lot of people, then everybody else, like, they ate that food, got the AIDS.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Yes.
This is like a scene from like an American Horror Story.
It does. It
yes,
does.
It is. Very much. Which season?
Wait, yeah.
No, all season of them.
Four.
So which does anyone else have a better story than these two? Or, I mean, I like the
I'm trying to get something up here, but it's not letting me load it.
Okay, what's the story? I mean, do you know where'd you find it at?
Yeah, be happy to help
it's
you.
It's about a creationist. Ken Ham blames atheists for something.
Oh, yes.
I hadn't heard this. Like I said, I've been busy. Yes. What's going on? Someone drop it in the chat room.
.com, actually. Oh, shit.
Ken Ham blames atheists for the failure of the Noah's Ark.
Yes.
He's been saying this for a while now.
Yes.
Oh, I was dying.
The Theos.
I was laughing so hard.
Oh, like,
wouldn't let me get it. I don't know why.
Okay.
All right, I found it. It's from Patheos.
I'm posting it right to it right now, but everybody else.
I got it. I pulled it up. All right.
Yeah, that's what's wrong.
Bitter Ken Ham blames atheists and secular media for the perceived financial failure of his Ark Park. No, how about the fact that no one believes in this shit, and the fact is that your God told you to build this means that you're fucking retarded. In his recent blog and Answers to Genesis website, leading creationist Ken Ham laments the supposed power of atheists, and the secular media complained that they are damaging the reputation of his ark and the economy surrounding the local businesses. And this is what he wrote. Recently, a number of articles in the mainstream media on blogs and well-known secularist groups' websites have attempted to spread propaganda to brainwash the public into thinking our ark encounter attraction is a dismal failure. Sadly, the atheists and the secular media are influencing business investors and other such negative way that they prevent Grant County, Kentucky from achieving the economic recovery that its officially and residents have been seeking. So I guess the small, all right, let me put this in a little box and then I'm going to rip it apart. Atheists are less than 15% of the population of the United States. Christians are still about 80%, maybe 85%. So the 15% of people who don't believe in God destroyed a Christian God's thing where he said, hey, go see my boat. So either God doesn't exist, or Ken Ham is a lunatic, or both.
Or we're stronger than their God. Thought we were. Oh my God. God.
We're strong. We are more powerful than their God. by not believing in their God, we are showing that we are more powerful than their God. Seems like that's the, I would say that's.
They just blame us for everything, don't they?
Yes.
You know? Something drops on the floor. Oh, it's the atheist.
Yeah, this is. I said this on a comment where the Christians, they want to blame somebody. They blame the gays for something, right? The hurricane kills somebody, so they blame the gays to get rid of the gays. They blame it on abortion to get rid of abortion. What's next? What's next after that? Oh, we didn't like the way you were wearing this particular outfit. So you shouldn't wear that particular outfit. So no one gets to wear that particular outfit, you know, and then before too long, they've eliminated everything that they can possibly think of that they don't like. So when this bad shit happens, who are they going to blame then? Who are they going to blame then? And then they will start turning on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta get rid of the atheists. They're causing too many problems.
Yeah.
I mean, Christianity is dwindling in America. I mean, that last stat I saw, I think only, 72% of Americans subscribe to Christianity?
It's actually still about 80%. It's still roughly about 80%. Unless you find a better statistic on that.
Well, no, I mean, the last time I saw the non-religious percentage in America was like 23%.
Yeah. I think it has more to do with how... I don't want to say active, but how vehement the believers are. You know, that a lot of people are more
also, you got to remember the people who have left the religion totally and just don't even want anything to do with it. I mean, they're not even atheists. They just left it.
Yeah. Well, even Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't necessarily identify as an atheist.
Yeah,
I feel like he's kind of in that middle. And right. That's fine with me too. But so you're talking about semantics, you know, I think in some ways, but I love this story. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm a member of one of the atheist groups here on Facebook, and actually Tom got me into it. And somebody had asked a question about, I guess he knew somebody that, or this person knew somebody that was an atheist, and they got ousted by their family.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded, you know, okay, well, people have they're entitled to their religious beliefs, and I'm entitled to my non-religious beliefs or non-beliefs or whatever. And if they don't like it, the hell with them.
I had another story here, but I can't get it to load because my ad blocker is fucking it up.
But anyways, I just thought that was interesting because, you know, it's like people being shunned. It's like people being shunned for being gay, you know, like their families disown them or whatnot. I mean, it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, no, it is. And I think that's there's a difference, a line that I'm more than happy to draw, because beliefs are something that you might be indoctrinated into, you know, but at some point we're all born understanding something about, well, looking for an invisible force. But at the same time, you know, as we move forward, I think that if we were given our own choices, we would either religious ideas would be more private, but we're social. But at the same time, when it comes to orientation, that's an exploration. And I suppose it depends on how much you're stilted along that line, how much you're able to figure out about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line.
Yeah. Speaking of fine lines, real quick here, I do have another one here. I was able to get the article to finally pull up here. It says, Trump promotes religious indoctrination into public school classrooms. This is dated June 13th. So that was dated yesterday. Speaking of religious conservatives, Trump talks Christian persecution while advocating for religious indoctrination in public classrooms. Last week, while former FBI Director James Comey was delivering damning testimony about Trump's immoral and perhaps illegal shenanigans, President Trump was basking in the glow of American evangelicals. And Right Wing Report, this is from Right Wing Watch, they report, while millions of Americans spent, that said the same thing, basically, Right-wing activists who gathered in D.C. for the Road to the Majority, the annual conference hosted by Ralph Reed's Faith and Freedom Coalition. Trump told the gathering of conservative Christians exactly what they wanted to hear. Trump declared America Christians are being persecuted and that the faith and religion belong in public school classrooms. Promoting the false narrative that Christians are being persecuted in the U.S., Trump said, it is time to put a stop to the attacks on religion. As long as I'm president, no one is going to stop you from practicing your faith or preaching what is in your heart.
You know, okay, there's a time and a place for everything, and the school isn't one of them.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think this would probably make a better top story for our religious story, to be honest.
The persecution complex pisses me off to no end.
Yep.
Me too.
One of the Christian YouTubers I semi-regularly make response videos to actually said in one of his recent videos, I should say, that disagreeing with a Christian is persecution.
That's the same kind of bullshit. That's the same kind of bullshit that they're pulling with Muslims. Muslims say, well, if you disagree with me, you're Islamophobe. And it's like, that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
But by the way, I could apply that to you.
Yeah, you're disagreeing with me. You're an atheist phobe.
Yeah. You're persecuting me as an atheist.
I mean, everybody has the right to their beliefs or their own opinion. That's fine. You know, but
to sit there and say something stupid like that.
I'm not going to persecute somebody simply because of what they believe in.
Right, exactly.
I wish people understood the difference between belief and how you think.
Right. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. I like this one, and I like the Ken Ham atheist spoiled my Ark Park.
Okay, which let's do the which one you guys want to do? The Ark Park failure as a top story, or the Trump indoctrinates wants to indoctrinate.
Oh, we have two, right?
Yeah, well, we had three with your rainbow one there. But
No, I was promoting the Ken Ham as the second one.
Okay. All right, then let's go with that as the Ken Ham one for a second one, then and this one for the top story, then.
If everybody's okay with that.
That's fine.
That's going to be fine.
All right.
Okay, let's do that.
That's a big topic as far, you know, as far as the religion goes.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Well, okay. We've covered it before, too.
You don't want this.
Right.
Yes.
All right, let's do, we'll do one Not the Onion story. And I was looking this morning, just as I got up this morning, as a matter of fact. Now, this was so odd. This one, it's from the AP. I have to pull it up again here on my phone. 1 second. Let's see here. All right, I'll just read the headlines, and you guys tell me whichever one you think. Oh, Jesus, this one just popped up, too. Woman caught shoplifting said she was studying kleptomania. Kansas husband who robbed a bank to avoid wife is given probation.
What?
Yeah.
oh, my God.
And all right. And the top one that just started and the one that just popped up for now. Soup Nazi inspired company Soupman Incorporated filed for bankruptcy. That was not quite so funny. And of course, there was a naked man goes on rampage inside an antique store. Because every time I'm in an antique store, I go raging all the time, and I just rip off all my clothes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be in an antique store.
I've been holding this purse for 2 fucking hours. What does she expect me to do? We bought this shit already in 1950, and now she wants to buy it again? No. Just hell no.
I'd be afraid to go into an antique store because I'd be afraid about it breaking something.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
That'll be $5,000.
Yeah,
but it was a teacup. It was the Majesty's teacup. Oh, sure, it was. So, what do you guys want to do? Like the rampaging antique store guy, the husband that robbed a bank to avoid getting probation, or the woman shoplifting says because she was studying kleptomania.
I think that one's pretty funny.
Which one?
Yeah, the story.
The first one.
The naked page man?
Yeah.
Okay, let's. I won't even read the story. We'll talk about it on Friday.
Wait. We talk about the. Which one do you guys want?
A naked man goes on rampage inside antique store.
Okay.
Do you want me to find a link for that for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that right now. Let's see here. This is where our audience says, "Oh my God, they're taking a pause."
Yeah, were we just discussing about Tom and being naked or something?
Yeah, we were talking about Tom being naked. I'm surprised he wasn't in an antique store.
I mentioned something about if I see myself naked, I'd scare myself or something.
Yeah,
like I don't know.
Wow,
I guess we're just talking about naked people today, huh?
We're yeah,
just
talking about Tom. I don't know. Hmm.
Well,
it wasn't Tom because he was still there, so.
Yeah, he didn't have a shirt.
No, you don't know that.
We don't know if he was if he just had just a shirt off. We don't know.
Right, that's what I meant. But we were discussing that he was possibly unclothed.
Possibly, maybe unclothed.
I was saying that we could all hey, you know what? Actually, you only ever see me from the top up. I could be completely pantsless right now. I could be sitting here completely naked.
I feel sorry for the chair.
My chair loves it. My chair enjoys it.
You don't know that. You didn't ask the chair.
I feel sorry for the chair. Like, don't fart.
The only time I feel bad for the chair is when I have gas.
Oh, this chair has seen a lot of it.
This is a short. All right, this is a short. All right, I'm looking at this. It looks like it's a short story, and it's from the New York Post, though. So I don't know I don't know how legitimate this story is.
Oh God, you better make me source this shit. Really, about a naked man going on a rampage.
Yeah, that's got to be interesting. I'm just trying to picture the naked guy sprinting through an antique store.
And I'm trying not to.
All right, well,
I'm just wondering what he was trying to do. What his whole point was?
Was he
trying to steal something? Maybe he was clothed. Maybe he was unclothed or naked because he was trying to grab stuff and put in his clothes or something.
No, apparently, I don't want to discuss it. But I'm looking at this.
Hey,
and
I don't know.
I know. I'm going to tell you right now. It's none of that. I'm looking at the story right now, and it's none of that. So.
Oh my goodness!
But will our audience go? I'm gonna have to either look this up themselves, or they're gonna wait for us on Friday, and I hope it's the latter. Because we'll make more fun of it.
This kind of reminds me of an episode of Beavis and Butthead when they go to a nudist colony.
Oh, that's been a long time since I've seen that episode, but I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, where they get interviewed when they're older, and you know, what do you think about it? And they're like, "We saw naked people." And it was hysterical. You'd have to watch it again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Shut up, Beavis.
I know I watch all the later ones. So.
Yep. Oh my god.
Anyway. All right.
Yes, the humor.
Yeah. Connie's got our true or troll, so that's taken care of. Anyway, well, Connie will take care of that last part. So
yes,
Connie's gonna try to troll us.
I will try. And you'll all wish that you'd take it up the mantle because
Connie is good at finding troll stories. She's really good at that.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope so. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. We'll find out, won't we?
We'll see.
We'll see on Friday. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us ramble on for the first part of the show.
And talk about naked people.
And talk about naked people. Naked people. Naked. Naked.
It's like naked Braille, which is like, wait, what's the point?
Naked Braille?
Naked Braille? What?
Naked Braille?
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm saying.
The mind reels. I gotta say this, and this is, I'm not saying any disrespect, but what would a Playboy magazine that comes in Braille look like? I'm just saying.
I don't know. Probably a bunch of dots and stuff. And...
Well, yeah, I imagine, but it's like, you'd be look. A guy would be, all right, a guy, I'm assuming that to be a guy. Guy looking at the looking, quote unquote, at the thing with his fingers, and he's like, oh.
Well, I would think it would be all verbally because it probably would be describing the picture, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. What if there was a way to do that so you could, you know, you're like, ooh, there's the head, there's the, ooh, these must be the boobies, and ooh, well, there's the fun place there.
Topographical maps. Oh wait, here's Mount Everest.
Wait, can we make that a thing? Can we make nudie magazines where they're raised reliefs?
This is the internet. I'm sure it probably already exists.
Probably.
We need three. I need to see this today.
And I need to wash my brain with it.
Connie, you've been hanging around with us too long.
Yeah. You have to get used to my dry sense of humor.
Connie's been listening to my sense of humor for over 2 years now. I'm rubbing off on her in such a horrible way.
Are you making her laugh?
I am
something good then.
I have rubbed off on her in such a bad way that
she... Oh, give it about a year. It'll just be natural.
Yeah, another year this will be just completely natural, like you were doing this the whole time.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I like hanging out with you guys. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you too.
Yeah.
And Atheist Ranger.
Yeah. All righty, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. You have a good night or good day or whenever you listen to this. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.